We could actually call this Division Sunday, couldn't we? That first reading sets the tone, and then the other readings kind of give us some insights. It's interesting. Right from the very beginning of our movement to follow Jesus, there were problems. And one of the problems was we're different. And different people often don't like being with people that are different from them. The story is very simple. Here's Jerusalem. The church is growing. Many households are meeting. The problem is they speak different languages. The upper crust, the people who are really part of the movers and shakers, they're the people who've had the education, they've traveled. They speak Greek. The people in Jerusalem who are, we're off the trade routes. And it was a kind of a settled, traditional reality, and they spoke Aramaic. They're all Jews, by the way. They're all Jews. There's no other people in there. They're Jews. But they're different people. And the people who were distributing the food were the Aramaic speaking. They were the down home folks. They were the one who ran the kitchens. Well, they were only feeding their own. They were not feeding the Greek speaking. Ah, prejudice, huh? Believe it or not, that's part of our journey as Christians. Just as the first ones. How do we handle this? How do we handle it when there are people we hold a little bit suspect because they are different from us? Well, we start with the Peter reading, and there's something very significant. Jesus was considered different. The whole thing starts with being rejected. Jesus was different in his approach to being a Jew. He saw a problem that needed fixing, that there were people who were being excluded. There were the clean and the unclean. And some people were unclean only because of the jobs they had, and they couldn't get clean. Not fair, is it? Well, he saw a lot of unfairness, and he saw this love of God that basically included everybody. So everybody was his brother and sister, and he didn't like that some of his brothers and sisters were being excluded. And so that whole reading is about Jesus coming to be actually, while being rejected, forming a community who is going to then handle it and do greater things than he was able to do, bring about greater unity. How are we doing, gang? How are we doing in that? And then, of course, we have the gospel, which is an interesting thing. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. You know, this reading is used mostly for funerals. Why? Because it's projected that the Father's house is going to be up there, eh? But isn't Jesus saying, Abba is breaking through, that Father's house is right here? In this house, there are many dwelling places for everyone. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Here is the secret of the way then we must handle the differences. What is the truth of Jesus? Come on. In simple terms, if a little third grader came up to him and said, tell me what the truth of Jesus is. How would you answer that? I would answer it that for Jesus, Abba, Daddy, was unconditional love. He held nothing back, even from those of us who were self-absorbed. Why do I say that? It's because that was his teaching. Where there is love, there is God. He also told a parable. Remember the story of the father, the farmer, who had two boys? The first said, Dad, I wish you were dead. All I want is your money. And what did the father do? Did the father write him out of the will? Did the father kick him off the farm? No. The father gave him his money right then and there. And the kid went off and lived totally contrary. But who was at the end of the driveway every day waiting for the boy to come home? That's Abba. Unconditional love. Nothing can separate his care for his child. That's Jesus' understanding of the truth. None of us are unloved by our God, and we can't get away from him, even when we do the contrary. Okay? Well, then what's that? If that's the truth, what's the way? Well, simply put, and this is where we really get into how we end divisions in this community, is we treat people the way we wish to be treated. So simple, but how many of us are good at it? I won't ask you to raise your hands, because the rest of us would not like you. But the other aspect is, what was the other aspect of his truth? Is his way. Learn to forgive. Learn to let go. Kids, that seems to me to be the simplicity of the way. And then, of course, the other aspect is we just trust God's doing it. Because on ourselves, I mean, I don't know about you, but I run into my prejudices every day of my life. I don't know about you. And that does mean that in some ways I won't have the same energy for some people that I have for other people. And that really cuts us back on being a vibrant community, doesn't it? So my question is, now how do we make this real? How do we make this real? And that's my question to you. How do we make this one of the dwelling places where everybody is welcome? And we mean that sincerely. And we really work. Now, there's going to be some of us who are very different than others. We'll be speaking either the Aramaic or the Greek. And it's going to be a tension. And so how are we going to handle it? Does anyone got any ideas how we can better improve our acceptance of differences in this community?